From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting hundreds of thousands march in protest on Donald Trump's first full day as U.S. president. Celebrities, entertainers, and political activists called for outspoken opposition to Trump's policies on immigration, the environment, and women's rights. Singer and actress Madonna won huge cheers from the crowd here in Washington when she appeared near the end of an hours-long rally near the U.S. Capitol.
Today marks the beginning of our story. The revolution starts here.
Other celebrities who appeared on stage included songwriter Alicia Keys, actor Scarlett Johansson, and R&B artist Maxwell. Filmmaker Michael Moore told the crowd not to be intimidated by the Trump administration.
So I woke up this morning, picked up the Washington Post, and the headline read, "Trump takes power." I don't think so! Here's the power!
Organizers of the Women's March had planned for a rally near the U.S. Capitol to be followed by a march to the White House. However, the crowd turned out to be larger than expected, and organizers had to reroute the march. The Washington Metro Twitter account said that more than 597,000 people had ridden the trains as of 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Similar protests were held in several U.S. cities, including New York, Boston, and Chicago. International protests were held in London, Paris, Berlin, Sydney, and Rio. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump told 400 CIA employees that no one feels stronger about the intelligence community than he does. Speaking at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, Trump told the intelligence workers they had his unqualified support.
I want to thank everybody, very, very special people. Very, very few people could do the job you people do. And I want to just let you know, I am so behind you. And I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you've wanted, and you're going to get so much backing.
The meeting followed Trump's repeated and sharp public criticism of U.S. intelligence agencies before and after the election. He challenged and at times belittled their conclusions that Russia attempted to influence the election to help him win the White House. Later at the White House, Trump administration spokesman Sean Spicer sharply criticized the media, accusing reporters of minimizing the crowd size for Trump's inauguration in order to dampen enthusiasm. Spicer insisted that Trump's inauguration was the largest and most watched ever. He said the media had falsely reported the size of the crowd.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Even the New York Times printed a photograph showing that a misrepresentation of the crowd in the original tweet in their paper, which showed the full extent of the support, depth, and crowd and intensity that existed.
Spicer said 420,000 people had used the Washington Metro system on Inauguration Day, compared with 317,000 for former President Obama's second inaugural. However, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority said 570,557 people took trips on Friday in total. That's compared with 1.1 million trips for former President Obama's 2009 inauguration and 782,000 in 2013. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh is leaving the country, ending a political standoff that briefly saw two men claiming leadership of the West African nation. Jammeh flew out of the city of Banjul on Saturday night, hours after announcing he would relinquish power. Adama Barrow defeated Jammeh in the December elections, but Jammeh contested the results. A regional force had been poised to force him out if last-ditch diplomatic efforts failed. And at least 20 people were killed when a powerful bomb ripped through a market in northwestern Pakistan on Saturday. 40 others were wounded. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.